We have been bombarded over the last few weeks with what's happening in Greece. Should you care? Will it affect the bread that you put on your table? What's the likelihood? All of that stuff comes to mind, and I have no answers, but my guest, Jessica Minton, does. She's a business reporter with the International Business Times. She's looking after this. She studied as her assignment, and I've convinced her to join us. She's come to the program to talk with you, so I'll tell you what you should be thinking about. Jessica, is this a good... First of all, welcome to Home and Family Finance.
Thanks for having me on the program, Paul.
Well, we're delighted to have you, because I want to ask you this one question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is this a good time for me to visit the vacation in Greece?
That's a great question, and it could be a yes and it could be a no, and I'll explain both. With the euro being cheaper as it is, so if Americans wanted to go to Europe overall this summer to travel, that would be a great thing. Now, as far as Greece is concerned, it could be really cheap for you to go, but the problem is, even though if you are a tourist and an American and you're going there to get money out, because they have these different capital controls going on where if you're a Greek citizen, you can only take out about 60 euros a day. That's not exactly a lot. So it kind of brings into the question, you know, do you want to be the American with all the euros on you while everyone else doesn't have any money? You know, do you then become a target?
Oh, my goodness, do you become a target? And do the Greeks blame the Americans for what's going on in their country?
No, I've actually spoken to Greek citizens, my sources that are on the ground there, and they're actually really sad right now because a lot of the places have lost bookings, like at hotels, things like that, because people don't want to travel there right now because of what all has been going on in the news. And tourism is such a big part of Greece's overall economy, and they're struggling so much. That's what they need right now. And so they're sad to see that a lot of people aren't going to be traveling there this summer.
It's a fluid situation, and you know, we recognize that. I mean, look how much of the change has occurred. But let's talk about, in a very general sense, explain to my audience what is happening here. I mean, how did Greece get into this situation? What's going on there, Jessica?
So this has been going on with Greece since the financial crisis. They've been having – this is the third bailout program that they have applied for this month since 2010. And basically what has happened, in order for them to get these money from their creditors in Europe, they have to have certain austerity measures. And that basically means, you know, there's certain pension cuts that they have to have and there's tax hikes. But they're blaming some of those measures for hurting their economy because they've been in a depression for so long now, for about 5-6 years. And they're saying, hey, you know, you're making us cut here and hike there, but this is what's making us suffer. And so that's why you see them keep going back and forth to the creditors, and they're just, there's never this agreement, and they're basically just trying to work out short-term proposals.
Do they have enough, do they have their GDP, their gross economic, what is it,
GDP, the gross domestic product?
Yeah, is that big enough to bail them out if these austerity programs or procedures are followed?
If they can agree upon them and over time do it, then yes. I think Ireland is a very good example of a country that was bailed out and that went through reforms and austerity measures that have now come out on the other side of it. And their program ended a year and a half ago, and they're actually on track to be the fastest growing economy in the European Union.
Wow.
So that's like an example of, say, here's a country that, you know, did it right and did it well. And even the Ireland's finance minister has said, you know, if you can go through what we did, you can make it out on the other side. The problem is the pension cuts that they refuse to do. And that's what's really, economists will say, that Greece has to reform, because right now, as proportion to their GDP, they spend over 17% on pension.
Wow, and 17%.
It's been a staggering amount, actually.
All right, let me take a break. Come back. We're talking with Jessica Minton, who knows what she's talking about. She'll tell you how we're going to be impacted. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. My guest is Jessica Minton out of New York. She is a business reporter with the International Business Times. She knows what she writes about and what she's talking about. And we're talking about Greece and the impact it could or could not have on those of us living here in the United States. And we left last, Jessica, you were mentioning that one of the biggest gut-wrenching issues over there is the pension They're asking them to make some reforms or at least to tighten up. And it's not something that the Greeks are taking lightly, is it?
No, it's not. And they're one of the largest retirement populations out there, I think the fifth largest. And something that's interesting when it comes to Greece and other southern European economies, Greece has an inverted population pyramid. So that basically means there's more people over 50 than under 50. And the majority of Greeks, they end up retiring around 55, which sounds pretty young when you think about over here in the States, you know. And so the problem with that is Greeks, their youth unemployment rate is so high. It's over 50%. So if the majority of the youth is unemployed, you know, how are they going to be paying for these pensions? And that's why you see this continuing to happen in Greece. It's a never-ending story with them.
Well, juxtapose that against Ireland, for instance. We talked about Ireland was successful, but their population numbers and the demographics are not the same. You're saying that if they apply but the same measures, that you do think that they could come out of this and in a positive vein.
Right. And that's more of a fiscal type thing. They would really have to reform some of those pension measures. That's what economists are saying, in order to get on top of it. And if they don't, there's not a firm road down later on for them. This is something that they have to get straight there. And it's interesting, too, because it's almost as if the economies in Europe, say, Germany, it's like the stronger are getting stronger, but then the weaker are getting weaker. Mm-hmm. So it's not even just Greece. You have those other highly indebted southern European economies like Spain and Italy, too. Now, they are a lot healthier than they were 5 years ago, but they're still quite a dichotomy between those economies and, say, France and Germany.
Right. Well, what happens? Let's assume that this process, at the end of all of this back and forth, the European Union decides that Greece has got to go, that they're no longer going to be part of the Euro process. What does that mean for not only the Greeks, but what does it mean for us?
Now, economists are telling me that the fallout for the rest of Europe and the global economy will probably end up being modest, just because Greece is only about 2% of Europe's overall economy. That's a tiny little fraction. And the good news for basically U.S. investors is that even if there's volatility in the global stock markets, it actually would have little impact as far as our 401ks are concerned, because Americans actually have little directly invested in Greece. It's just about $3.7 billion right now as far as stocks and bonds go through U.S. mutual exchange traded funds.
So they've been backing out for the last 5 years, realizing.
Right, exactly. Okay. So they've had time now, because this has been such a saga back and forth for a while. It's more the other part to that, though, what could create problems is, even though it's a tiny fraction, if it somehow creates political contagion where, say, these other countries we were talking about before, Italy and Spain, that also are highly indebted and that are going through similar austerity programs, if they say see Greece end up leaving, and then they want to leave as well, they could say, well, you know what, maybe we're out of here too, and then that creates a lot of uncertainty, and then people will question the euro just in general. It'll lose its credibility, and that's where people have the fear factor with, because it's almost as if you're opening this sort of Pandora's box, and we all saw how very interconnected the global banking system was during the financial crisis just, you know, 6-7 years ago, and I think that's the biggest fear of, if they do leave, what's going to happen later on down the road? Is that just one tiny domino that's going to be the first one to fall?
And if it was just Greece, what you're simply saying, if it was just Greece, maybe no big deal. But if it is Greece, it could be a lot worse than
So Greece, you know, only 2%. But when you look at, say, Italy and Spain, that's the third and the fourth largest economies in Europe, a way, way bigger chunk than what Greece is. So that's where it is kind of looking ahead. What if they leave? And Spain also has a newly elected leftist government, similar to Greece's newly elected government. They have elections later on in November. And so that's why there's that fear. Is Spain going to want to leave now, too?
My guest, Jessica Minton, business reporter, International Business Times. We're talking about Greece and how it can impact you. We'll be right back. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. As I always say, you don't have to be in the military to be smart enough to save, do you? Which is what a lot of folks in Greece wish that they had done or have done and now can't get to their money. Because, as Jessica mentioned, my guest will tell you, they've locked down in Greece how much money. Imagine that. How much money you can take from your own account. And that's going on right now. Jessica is a business reporter for International Business Times and has joined us to talk a little bit. She's their expert on what's going on in Greece, and she's joining us to tell us how we should be or could be impacted. What should we do over here? As my engineer suggested, that maybe he should sell his house. I don't think you have to do that, Peter. But you ought to take a close look at maybe the 401k. Jessica, what should we do on the side?
Absolutely. So, like we were talking about before, Greece is such a tiny part of Europe, but you never know as far as, you know, people fearing, is there going to be another global meltdown like in 2008 and 2009? And something that possibly coupled with what's going on in Greece and Europe, you're also seeing a lot of volatility in the financial markets in China. And then Puerto Rico is another example of something, you know, kind of tiny, but they're having a lot of debt problems. And these are three issues that have ballooned just since the middle of June. And looking at 401ks, typically when there's sort of a risky environment, people tend to buy U.S. treasuries because that's sort of like this safe haven. And so when that happens, that sort of when the yields fall on that, that actually helps more interest rate sensitive sectors like the utility sector, like say GE and Honeywell, those are utility type stocks, or telecom stocks. So if you have those type of sectors in your 401k, that's probably a good thing. But usually in more volatile environments, we see a lot of swings when it comes to technology, like big technology names, because a lot of technology companies like, say, Intel, Qualcomm, Apple, the majority of their sales are from overseas. So whenever there's an environment like this, you'll see the U.S. dollar gain strength, which sounds really good, right? Because you would think, oh, that gives us more purchasing power. But a strong dollar hurts international companies that do so much of their sales overseas, because once they convert it back, they're basically losing money. And so if you have, you know, more technology maybe in your portfolio, you would see sort of huge swings most likely there, and we have been seeing in the last couple of weeks.
So is it?
So that's something to keep out for.
Okay, and am I being too pessimistic to suggest that the Puerto Ricos, the Greece, the situation in China is maybe foretelling that we're going to have a bust in the economy? I mean, is that over the top?
I actually don't necessarily think so, based on a lot of the analysts that I've spoken with recently. Now, I don't think there's going to be some sort of massive global downturn in the next couple of months. But it's interesting because, say, in the U.S., with the U.S. Federal Reserve, they've been talking about raising interest rates for years, right? But they haven't done it yet. But it seems as if they're inching closer to do that. Now, basically how that would impact the consumer is interest rates, if they're beginning to rise, that means if you wanted to refinance your mortgage, you would want to do it now before they begin to raise rates. And then if you look at credit cards, the 0% financing on those will probably end up going away once the Fed does inch closer to raising rates. Now, the question is, you know, would they still do that with all of these events in China, Greece, and Puerto Rico going on? And investors and analysts are being a little bit more doubtful that that's going to happen now, just because if you look at the financial markets, if they start to tighten, like in China, that's concerning. And if you look at the economic data in the U.S., the most recent jobs report, it wasn't a blockbuster report, but it wasn't as strong as what people were looking at. And so those are also kind of concerning factors when you look at the U.S. and what's going on here.
Okay.
So, you know, there might not be necessarily one right answer, but there is a lot of things going on globally that people should probably keep their eyes on.
Pay attention. Jessica Mendon, what a pleasure. Come back and see us again soon, would you please?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'd delight to have you on the program. Jessica Mendon with the International Business Times, talking about what's going on in Greece. We'll be right back because we're going to talk to you about insurance, auto insurance, rental car insurance, what you don't know. That's next.